Goofball energy and the weather we create. A guide to reputational precision. In this deductionist episode, we dissect the invisible architecture of reputation. Why some people thrive under one manager and shrink under another, and how leadership begins with language. Featuring the story of Mira, an exploration of etymology and tools to interrupt labeling in real time. We are all goofballs and other labels that might be getting in the way. Etymology is a deductionist's dream. The origin of a word is the origin of a thought. So what happens when we toss out words like slacker, difficult, or not a team player? What happens when those words aren't just passing judgments, but building blueprints for how entire teams see and treat each other? Let's walk through it. Labels, the lazy logic of reputation. It starts innocently. Someone misses a deadline, pushes back in a meeting, keeps to themselves in the team chat, and then someone says it. He's not reliable. She's negative. They're not ready. The group nods. And just like that, the label sticks. These little shortcuts feel harmless, efficient, like smart leadership even. We think we're being clear, decisive, honest. But what we're actually doing is building reputations faster than we build relationships. And once a label's attached, every behavior gets funneled through that filter. You're no longer watching a person. You're watching the brand you've assigned to the person. Thought experiment, the second-hand reputation machine. Let's take it a step further. Imagine you start a new job. But in this place, you're not allowed to form your own opinions. You only get reputations, second-hand summaries, notes from the last team. Don't rely on Jordan, super flaky. Adam's great, but not leadership material.
Watch out for Priya, she takes over everything.
You haven't worked with any of them, but now you know them, right? Now flip the script. You walk into that job, and everyone already knows you. They've been briefed. Some manager had a rough quarter with you. A teammate misread your silence. You were navigating burnout, or grief, or a system that rewarded loudness over care. And that version of you enters the room before you do. How do you break through a label you didn't even know you were wearing? What you're seeing is them, under your weather. Let me introduce you to Mira. Mira is quiet, keeps her updates short, skips small talk, doesn't raise her hand much. The whispers start. She's not engaged, not really a culture fit, kind of a lone wolf. But elsewhere, under a different leader, Mira thrives. She's vocal, creative, mentoring others, driving strategy, up for promotion. Same person, same values, same skill set, completely different weather system. What you're seeing isn't who Mira is. It's Mira under your weather. And the reverse is true too. Someone you see as brilliant might look totally different under someone else's cloud cover. Why we named her Mira for this thought experiment? You've met Mira now. Maybe you've worked with her. Maybe you've been her. We chose the name for a reason. Mira, in Latin and Spanish, means to look. To wonder, to see clearly. This is a story about perception, about how quickly we build stories around people, and how rarely we stop to ask what might be behind the curtain. When you hold a position of power, what you say about someone can become a prophecy, a permanent story someone else carries in every meeting, even after they've outgrown it. Leadership requires reputational precision. Here's the reality. We won't stop labeling people. We won't stop talking about them when they're not in the room. That's not just gossip. That's navigation. That's leadership. Better leadership means doing it with precision, with context, with humility. So when someone hands you a label, pause and ask, who said it? In what emotional climate? Was it one moment or a true pattern? Have I seen it for myself or just inherited it? Could this person behave differently under better conditions? Because behavior isn't fixed, it's relational, systemic, sometimes it's survival. And most people aren't acting like themselves. They're acting like who the system is forcing them to be. Reputation labeling prompts, identifying and naming interrupters. So next time you feel a label forming, out loud or in your own head, run one of these silent experiments. What else might be true about this person? How might this change under different leadership? Would I say this if they were in the room? Who gave me this label, and what might their lens be? Is this a trait, or just a moment? And the simplest one of all, is this them, or is this them under my weather? That pause might be enough to short-circuit a shortcut and build something far more honest in its place. Final note, why the label goofball? We could have chosen harsher words. Toxic, difficult, narcissist, underperformer, but we picked goofball for a reason. Just like we chose mirror and gave you a label to go with it. It's familiar, harmless, forgivable, human, because you've been one. So have I. So has mirror. The point isn't that labels are wrong, it's that they're too small to hold the fullness of a person. Words matter. Labels brand. And reputations travel. Take heed and be a good human. This reflection is part of The Deductionists, a league of legendary thinkers dissecting the peculiar and profound in how we work, design, and relate. Because if we don't question it, who will? If you prefer the written word, you can find The Deductionists at thedeductionists.com or subscribe to the newsletter on LinkedIn.